Hello there, welcome to another little audio-boo. Now, I have made absolutely no secret of the fact that one of the reasons why I became a broadcaster was because I was a big fan of Simon Parkin when he was working on children's BBC all those many moons ago. Of course, he's gone on to other things, but I always remember when he first started doing the Christmas mornings children's BBC, and then we'd had, I should have written all this down, shouldn't I suppose? Christmas, Now It's Christmas, of course, that's it, yes. Then there was Now It's Daffs, and then he sort of took over from the Sunday slot when Simon Potter moved on, and he started doing Now On 2. He was also doing sort of Buffers This when it became BFT, and Simon was there before Andy Peters, and he of course went on to other things, but I do credit Simon is sort of part of a small group of people who I credit with getting me interested in broadcasting and the media and everything. And of course, Simon, out of his many jobs today, one of them is working for BBC Radio Somerset, which I listen to when I can. I was listening to that way before we had the iPlayer. I used to listen to it on the Listen Again thing on dial-up quite a few years ago, sort of 5-ish years ago. Before I moved to Spain, and the quality was not great, but I used to listen to it, and I sent him my email once about the Grand National and everything, and he used to read out my letters and everything, and that was that was a long time ago as well. And since then, of course, now we can listen to his breakfast, the Saturday breakfast show, in crystal clear sound quality on the BBC iPlayer, or however it's done. But I do have to say, I think it would be really good if for 2011 we look into the idea of getting some sort of best of compilation thing, and have that as a podcast, and every week we can have all of the sort of best of the interviews and some of the community features. There's some fantastic stuff going on there in his program. I think it's on for like 3 hours or something. And if you sort of snip out all the music, all the tracks and everything, and then cut out all the news and anything which is sort of copyrighted, I'm sure we can get an absolutely fantastic little best of podcast thingy sort of once a week. I would certainly queue up to get hold of that particular podcast. So that's hopefully something for next year, for 2011. Let's have the Simon Parkin Breakfast Programme on BBC Radio Somerset. A little podcast once a week, or even sort of release little bits every day or something. I'm sure there's a way it can be done. Release it through the BBC archives or something. But I think it would be absolutely cool and super if we have this little best of podcast. There are many, many local BBC radio shows which have their own weekly best ofs and things. I'm sure the sort of Saturday breakfast team would love to have a little podcast. I know it's only been a few years ago when you sort of switched from AM or whatever it was into FM, but I'm sure we can have a nice little podcast. 2011, I've got a feeling this is the year that we're going to have something of that sort. So anyway, whatever happens, I'm a keen fan of the programme, and it would be really, really nice to have some sort of thing, some sort of whatever from the programme once a week. Download the podcast and get all the best bits, all the interviews and special features and things. I think that would be absolutely splendid. I'm looking forward to it. I think we can make that happen next year. Okay, so of course Simon is already available on a little clip on the BBC archives on their website, bbc.co.uk/archive, I think it is, on the BBC website. There's a little clip of him in the broom cupboard or something, so he's no stranger to the sort of BBC website thing. I'm sure we can have a best of. Anyway, I just have to say one final thing, which is to everyone on the programme, and Simon, happy Christmas, etc., etc., and so on and so forth.